Today, we will read Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to us. Lord, may we understand your word in a better way. I pray that your spirit would guide us and help us see what you are saying and how that applies to our lives. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless, because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty, and he was serving as a priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will never take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." In today's reading, we begin the Gospel of Luke. This is the third time that we will go through the life of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus. Luke was a follower of Jesus, and he interviewed people who were faithful, who had been with Jesus from the beginning. He interviewed many people, asking them and getting from them their information and recording it. And we see that in verses 1 and 2. That Luke says, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. And so he talked to people who were actually there. And then verse 3, with this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. All right, who was this? Who is Theophilus? Well, the truth is we don't exactly know. All we know is that Luke is writing to this person and giving a detailed account. And in many ways, who he was doesn't really matter. The point, I think, is that Luke was trying to let him know that he had thoroughly investigated this. This wasn't just one person's account. Instead, he had talked to many, many, many witnesses who were actually there and could verify, yes, this happened. No, that didn't really happen like this. It was more like this. And so he was very thorough in his research in making sure that he accurately recorded what Jesus did, what Jesus said, what he taught. And so he is saying, I spent time making sure that this was right so that you can be sure that what you have been taught is true. And so I think Luke is a very interesting and useful, valuable addition and version of the life of Jesus. And again, each gospel is going to be a little bit different because of who writes it and who they're writing to. But all of them are the Word of God. All of them, the Spirit of God led and directed the writer to record it accurately and not to include anything that was not untrue, and to record exactly how God wanted his word to be presented. And so we can trust it, not just because it came from reliable sources, but because God himself made sure that it was kept holy and pure and right. And so we begin the Gospel of Luke today. Now, Luke begins at an interesting place, before the birth of Jesus. He begins with the birth of John the Baptist. Why? Well, throughout the Old Testament, God had promised that before the Messiah came, another one would come and prepare the way for the Messiah. And that's what John the Baptist did. Before Jesus became well known, before Jesus came out and began to publicly serve, John the Baptist came and began to preach and to teach and to say, turn to God. Serve God in a true way. Turn away from your sins. Get ready for the promised one to come. And John the Baptist did this so that when Jesus came, the people were ready to hear his message and follow him. And so that is where Luke begins. Now the story is interesting. John's father was a priest, a servant of God in the temple, and he was chosen to go and offer incense before the altar of God. He was chosen to go before God and burn this incense. And when it was his turn, he went in, and all the others were waiting outside. So he was alone in the temple and saw an angel. And the angel said that he would have a son, and he was to call him John. And he tells about what John will do. We see in verses 14 that John will be a delight to his parents. That he, in 15, he will be great in the sight of the Lord. That he will never drink alcohol, and he will be filled with the Spirit even before he is born. He would be set apart. He would be different from other people because he was holy and special to God, and that God would fill him with his Spirit. and that his purpose, he would bring the people of Israel back to God. And that's what he was really doing. Now, it is interesting. Zechariah, even though he sees this angel, begins to doubt and says, "Really? Is this possible? I'm an old man, and my wife is old." Elizabeth would have been old, past the age where women usually have children. And so Zechariah says, how can I be sure of this? Are you sure you have the right man?" And the angel says, "Yes, I am Gabriel. And that he has been sent to give the good news." But because Zechariah doubted, he would be silent, that until all of this happened, he would not be able to speak. And we'll see the continuation in the birth of John the Baptist next time. But for now, understanding that God was beginning something, and he was fulfilling prophecy already. And so this is exciting. I think one thing that stands out to me as I pray and I think, okay, what should I do with this? How should I live today because of what I read? First, I'm reminded that I can trust the Word of God. That as Luke talks about, all the eyewitnesses and the people who he had talked to, I can remember that I don't have to just live by blind faith. That God allowed many people to verify this through eyewitnesses saying, "Yes, yes, that is what happened." And so I can trust it, and I can know that, yes, this truly is the Word of God. And then I also need to have faith. And I think I see that through Zechariah, that Zechariah did hear the message of God, but he doubted and he wondered, can this be true? And as a result, he had to go for 9 months without being able to say a word because he had doubted. And so I need to just have faith and believe that what God says to me is true. And so I pray that today you will believe, you will have faith, and trust and follow God. Lord, I pray that you would just teach us more about you and help us to have that faith and trust and believe in you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.